This is WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. We did have some cold weather this week, things warming up now to more seasonable temperatures. With us to talk weather, as he often does on Fridays, meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
How you doing, Steve?
Phil, on your website, I saw a post from you saying that you're keeping an eye on a weather system away down in the Gulf of Mexico. Tell us what's happening down south and why we should be paying attention to it.
So there's an area of moisture starting to sort of gather in the western Gulf that'll organize, and a little low pressure will form and take really what would be typically a pretty good track for an East Coast snowstorm Saturday into Sunday. But despite it being fairly chilly today, it's going to end up mainly as a rainstorm. Sunday afternoon will be sort of a nasty, windy, cold, wet afternoon.
And what holds it from turning into snow? Where are we getting the warm air from?
Earlier in the week, it looked like Sunday would just be a dry and very mild day, but this kind of sneaky storm has formed down in the Gulf. It's going to ride up, but it's really going to be riding up into relatively mild air for this time of year. So, you know, while daytime temperatures may only be in the 30s and lower 40s, higher up in the sky where we look to see where what kind of precipitation will be falling, it'll be quite mild up in the atmosphere. So really no ability to produce snowflakes unless you're way, you know, tens of thousands of feet up in the sky. But otherwise, it'll just be warm enough for rain through really Sunday night.
And then look ahead for us into next week?
Sure. Really, next week will be highlighted by just very, very, very cold air. Monday will sort of be a transition day. Sunday storm will get out of here. Temperatures will probably hold steady or slowly fall through the 30s. And then really Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday all look very cold, if not bitterly cold, by the time we get to Thursday. I would not be surprised if by sometime later next week we have a day where highs stay in the teens. As really just a massive area of Arctic air is going to come down through Canada, down into the Great Lakes, and then into New England just in time. So really, as we're bringing in the new year, Tuesday night, that looks like a very cold night. Temperatures probably right around 20 degrees. And then really Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, each of those days, just very cold. Not really any big chances of snow as it looks right now, but this time of year, you got to always keep an eye out.
Some cold weather headed our way.
Yes, most certainly.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can follow his forecast at CapeCodWeather.net. Thanks, Phil.
Anytime, Steve. Thank you.